Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden team ready to name cabinet members. We have the story.
Pandemic causing problems for Sedgwick County EMS. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Kansas is set to launch a pro-mask campaign, but faces skepticism. That story is ahead.
An FAA administrator says the new 737 MAX is safe. I'm Dave Wilson.
President-elect Joe Biden is now deciding who he wants working in his administration. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Progressives have been vocal about wanting inclusion in the Biden administration incoming. Senator Bernie Sanders warning it would be enormously insulting if they're left behind after helping Biden get elected. Sanders is vying for labor secretary, and progressives want Senator Elizabeth Warren heading up the Treasury. We know Biden's already made his choice for that post, but the nominee's name has not been leaked. Former Fed Chair Janet Yellen is thought to be the front runner, and progressives aligned with Warren told Fox Business they would still consider Yellen a victory. Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard is also on the short list, and if Biden picks a woman for that role, it would make history. There's also speculation over who's to be Secretary of State. Sources tell Fox News former President Barack Obama advocated for former National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
Meanwhile, President Trump still refuses to concede the election. President Trump's legal team vows to press on, challenging election results in several states.
Many of those lawsuits have been tossed for lack of evidence. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a Trump supporter, was blunt on ABC's This Week in his criticism of Trump campaign lawyers.
What's happened here is, quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment.
In the meantime, Biden campaign advisor Simone Sanders said on CBS Face the Nation that our democracy should be moving forward.
We do hope that GSA Administrator Murphy will legally do her job and ascertain the results of this election.
To date, Emily Murphy of the General Services Administration has not yet acted. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Kansas preparing to launch a media campaign aimed at getting more of its residents to wear masks so that the coronavirus doesn't keep spreading rapidly.
Some officials are skeptical that it will move the needle much. A mask mandate from Governor Laura Kelly is set to take effect Wednesday, but Kansas law allows the state's 105 counties to opt out. The state has set aside $1.5 million for television, radio, print, and social media ads promoting masks that are set to start before Thanksgiving. But some officials worry that politics are driving resistance to masks, and others suggest that people already are bombarded with pro-mask messages. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Services has seen a surge in calls with the rise of COVID-19 cases, and with limited staff, it's leading to nonstop shifts. County Manager Tom Stoll says EMS staff turnover is significant.
There's national numbers that look well into the 20 percentiles of people leaving. We're, of course, watching very carefully our staffing. But I think that we're seeing what the rest of the country sees.
Stoll says the county often has more than a dozen EMS staff members quarantined or positive for coronavirus, putting further strain on those who are working.
A federal aviation administrator says he's confident the 737 MAX will be flying again.
The plane was grounded last year after two deadly crashes. It was cleared to lift off again last week. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon, who personally piloted and tested changes in the new 737, says the MAX is safe.
I would put my own family on it. I plan to fly on it myself. But the public will certainly have to make its decisions.
Parts for the 737 MAX are built here in Wichita at Spirit AeroSystems. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Many health experts are advising that people refrain from traveling and keep gatherings small this Thanksgiving because of the pandemic. Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us what to expect at the gas pump this coming week.
This time, demand will be even weaker because of the employment situation and the increased lockdowns. And that's in spite of a great discount. The current price is 51 cents lower than it was 1 year ago.
The average price for a gallon of gas right now in the U.S. is $2.18. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another tight one between the Chiefs and the Raiders, and we'll have highlights, big-time highlights, coming up in sports.
Two members of the Kansas City Fire Department died this weekend after battling the coronavirus. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Two members of the Kansas City Fire Department died this weekend after battling the coronavirus. A communications specialist and paramedic who worked for the department, Scott Davidson, died Sunday, according to the International Association of Firefighters Local 42. A day earlier, city officials said Fire Captain Robert Bobby Rocha died after battling COVID-19 for several weeks. Firefighters Union said three members of the Kansas City Fire Department have now died with the coronavirus.
For the first time since April, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Monthly Index declined. But there were some bright spots.
The overall index for November sank below growth neutral to 46.8 from October's 53.2. For a second straight month, the farmland price index advanced above growth neutral, jumping from 55.0 from October's 50.6. This is the first time since 2013 that the survey recorded back-to-back above growth neutral readings in farmland prices. The farm equipment sales index increased to 42.9, its highest level since December 2013. The Kansas RMI for November decreased to 52.2 from October's 57.5. The state's farmland price index advanced to 58.2 from 53.2 in October.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West.
The largest foster care provider for Kansas has removed its top two leaders following an investigation into alleged mismanagement.
The Reflector reports that St. Francis Ministries has informed staff that the Reverend Robert Smith and CEO Tom Blythe won't return to the organization. William Clark, who has been chief of staff since last year, will serve as interim president and CEO. The board of directors for the nonprofit and a private contractor initiated an investigation last month after receiving a whistleblower complaint alleging mismanagement. The organization declined to disclose details of the allegations except to say that they didn't involve improprieties with children. The Salina-based organization is responsible for about 3,000 children in the Kansas foster care system. Clark said timely and appropriate action was taken after receiving the whistleblower complaint.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting.
A co-founder of the Ice Bucket Challenge has died.
Pat Quinn, motivational speaker and co-founder of the Ice Bucket Video Challenge for ALS, died Sunday morning at age 37. He battled amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, often called Lou Gehrig's disease, since diagnosis in 2013. The video challenge, taking social media by storm in summer 2014, Quinn talking to Fox News Radio in 2015.
It's a disease that has no hope at the moment, but the Ice Bucket Challenge revamp that outlook.
The challenge so far raising more than $250 million worldwide. Currently, there is no cure for ALS, a fatal progressive nervous system disease which impacts nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing loss of muscle control. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And once again, as we look at a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute, we do have emergency crews on the scene up north of Park City where a vehicle collided with a deer. That's in the southbound lanes of I-135 to the north of 85th North. You'll see crews at that location. Might be tying up traffic a little bit. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Yeah, it's definitely a wet commute for many. So if you're not having troubles with a deer, you definitely want to take your time this morning because we've got some showers out there as well as fog.
I'm thinking of looking at our radar, it's kind of the showers kind of looping around Wichita right now, but it looks like it's kind of headed in our direction.
Yes, yeah, it seems to just go right to the north of us and right around the metro. However, we could definitely get some sprinkles. That's all that these are, really, just some drizzle and sprinkles out there, but it really shows you how much moisture is in the air. Our current temperature is in the upper 30s, but 40s, so some warmer air out west.
All right, tell us the forecast now. What's going to happen here in the next day or so?
Yeah, so keep your umbrella handy, not only today, but also tomorrow. We are expecting some showers and even some storms for tomorrow night. We have a cold front passing through that's going to bring us some more spring-like weather with those storms, lightning, thunder, a little bit of hail, as well as strong winds with those strong to severe storms on the front side of it. Snow on the backside, that's not going to impact the Wichita area, however, because those temperatures warming right back up to the 40s and 50s for the next day. Then we clear off on Wednesday, staying dry for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So all of your outdoor holiday decorating activities and plans, as well as those Thanksgiving plans, should stay fairly clear and dry with temperatures very seasonable in the 50s.
All right. Hey, that's a pretty good forecast for Thanksgiving week. What do we got right now?
Yeah, absolutely. A very good forecast there. All travel conditions are good to go, and we have time to decorate indoors today with all of those showers outside today. Temperatures right now are in the upper 30s, 39 in Wichita with a southerly wind. That's what's warming us up today. Lots of cloud cover, not a ton of sunshine.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. That's Taylor Cox with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Taylor Cox, 713 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday morning, November 23rd. Oh, we had a sunny day across south central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 56 degrees, normal high for the date 53. Today, as I said, the 23rd, on this date, Ted, in 1989, Paul McCartney began his first North American tour in more than a dozen years.
Yep.
Playing the first of several shows in the Los Angeles area. And you have seen Paul McCartney in concert a number of times, have you not?
I went to the final show of that tour.
Of that tour?
At Soldier Field in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, at the time, McCartney had not toured for many
long
years.
Long time, yeah.
And people were wondering, well, you know, will we ever see Paul McCartney perform ever again?
Yeah.
But it kind of ever since then, he's pretty much been on tour. He's been a guy that,
he has,
since the late 80s, has toured pretty much perennially. So
a couple of years ago, Shelley and I saw him at Interest Bank Arena here in Wichita, and I wasn't that hot on going, but, you know, my wife, she'd been a Beatles fan since she was 13 years old, and she was going to see Paul. So, okay, I'll go along with you. Hey, that guy, he puts on a heck of a concert.
Oh, yeah.
The talent is there.
Yeah, I think I've seen him six times.
Yeah. He puts on a fantastic show, and, you know, there's a reason that the Beatles were so good. They had some very talented young men playing for that group way back in the 60s. 7:14, Steve and Ted, and an interesting weekend. I got 3 days off. Thank you to you and Jad for letting me have a Friday
off.
Yeah,
I hope you enjoyed your three-day weekend.
I did, and didn't do a whole heck of a lot, but we got a couple things done. I'm reading a new book I got last week that I'm just plowing through this thing. It's about John Steinbeck. It's a new book about John Steinbeck. Why would I pick this up? Because I didn't know much about John Steinbeck, so I thought I'm going to find out about the guy who wrote Of Mice and Men, and also The Grapes of Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Find out about this guy. I knew he was kind of weird, and I knew he was from out around Monterey and Carmel and that area, the bay out there. But, he had an interesting life, and I'm just plowing through this book, seeing how this very strange man.
Yeah.
He quite a talented person.
I think the Cannery Row is the one that, for some reason, resonated with me a lot.
Well,
thought that was a great book.
The thing is, so much of that is actually the stuff that happened to him. He had a really good friend there at Cannery Row, a marine biologist who had all these specimens and everything, and they were very close friends, and he's hung out there. So anyway, I'm reading about that. What else did we do? Yesterday, Shelley and I did a little shopping in the morning. We went, and then she said, you know what? Let's go over here to the Cracker Barrel and have breakfast.
Ooh.
Now, Hadn't been to the Cracker Barrel anywhere for a long, long time. But this is the time of the year when my family, we used to take off and go to Texas to visit the in-laws. And Ted would start out early in the morning, and about 6:30, 7:30 in the morning, we'd be going to Oklahoma City. And on the south side of Oklahoma City, our family would invariably stop at the Cracker Barrel, have breakfast, and then continue on. So it was a little bit like a deja vu, or something. Not a deja vu, but a reliving of the past, back of the time when we used to stop at the Cracker Barrel.
They do a tasty breakfast.
And it was the lobby there. For $29, I was able to buy Christmas presents for everybody. No, that well, lobby.
You can do that, too.
That lobby and those things in that lobby. That's pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, and Shelly and I also picked up our turkey that she's going to be preparing for the feast on Thursday. And, yeah, we're doing a kind of a different thing. And we're kind of our family's going in and out different places, but trying to be safe here with the virus going around, because as you heard us talking about and you know about, people are being discouraged from traveling, and yet folks are climbing on those airplanes. But one of the things that Dr. Fauci is saying is the difference is the danger really is when you're lining up to get on the airplane. That's the most dangerous place.
Yep.
And that's where you should be taking precautions. And then we've got the we've got a kind of a public relations media campaign coming up here this week from the state of Kansas. They're going to be you're going to see some radio and TV ads encouraging you to mask up. It's coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Monday morning. And I couldn't stay up late for the game last night. I bet a lot of you listening right now didn't listen to the Chiefs game or watch it anything with the Raiders. But Ted, it was another great shootout, wasn't
it? Once again, we had all the live action right here on the Chiefs Radio Network on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis had the call as the Chiefs were in Las Vegas taking on their division rival, the Raiders, and the Chiefs trying to avenge their only loss of the entire season last month when the Raiders came into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs. This one, once again, would not be easy. The Chiefs would have to mount a comeback in the fourth quarter. In fact, the Raiders took a lead late, but Chiefs still had time on the clock. You heard it right here on KNSS.
Darrell Williams, the lone setback. Raiders rush four. Mahomes retreats, steps up into the pocket. He throws it late for the end zone. Kelce wide open. Touchdown, Kansas City. Why not? Mahomes to Kelce again to take the lead on a 22-yard touchdown pass with 28 seconds to go in regulation.
Yep. Chiefs drive 75 yards in 75 seconds to take the lead. But like you heard, there was still time left on the clock as the Raiders had a chance to try to mount a comeback.
Yeah.
Again, the Raiders must have a touchdown. They trail by four. They're 75 yards away. 28 seconds to go in the game. Can the Chiefs get any pressure at all on Carr? He floats a pass left side. Intercepted! Dirty Dan Sorensen up the sideline and slides to a step. And the Kansas City Chiefs are going to get a hard-fought victory in the desert as Carr throws only his third interception this season, two against the Chiefs.
Dirty Dan Sorensen.
Yeah.
Dirty Dan.
Good stuff.
He had another big play earlier in the season, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dan's doing well.
So, Chiefs win at 35-31. Chiefs now 9-1 on the season. They avenge that loss to the Raiders. Now the Chiefs are on a five-game winning streak, big three-game lead atop the division with that win last night, as Patrick Mahomes led the Chiefs with two go-ahead scoring drives in the fourth quarter,
wow,
including the one that clinched it.
Wow.
Good stuff last night right here on KNSS as the Chiefs improved to 9-1. College men's basketball news for the Shockers as the coaching staff continues to morph after the exit of Shocker head coach Greg Marshall. We have a new staff member for the Shockers, and it's a big name. The coaching staff now under interim head coach Isaac Brown includes a longtime head coach, Billy Kennedy, who has joined the Shocker bench. This is a guy that has taken multiple teams to the NCAA tournament as a head coach, most recently at Texas A&M. He was in the Sweet 16 2 years ago.
Wow.
And the Shocks got him on their bench now.
How did that happen? What do you think?
A&M got rid of him after a season that they had a bunch of injuries.
Well, can you imagine if you're a young coach,
only a year removed from the Sweet 16.
You're a young coach, this is your first time out, and you got a guy like that behind you who says, well, you know, coach, we have so many timeouts left. You know, you need to do this. He's going to be watching. I mean, that's great. That's great.
Billy Kennedy, long stint at Texas A&M, had a great stint at Murray State, Southeastern Louisiana, Centenary as well. He's been the conference coach of the year in three different leagues, including the Southeastern Conference just a couple years ago.
Wow.
So, Sounds like a pretty good asset to have on the Shocker bench.
Absolutely.
And there's only 2 days till the season begins, so pretty savvy pickup right there this close to the season for the Shocker men's basketball squad. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The politics of COVID-19 reached the boiling point in California. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.